danger signs, but spectacular opportunities to grow faster and smarter. The challenges in this book come from research I've undertaken since 2015. I wanted to tailor my leadership work to mid-career professionals as a follow-up to the Centered Leadership Project, which I founded as a senior partner at McKinsey & Company. Consequently, for this book, I interviewed over 200 high-performing, high-potential rising leaders at Fortune 1000 companies, in addition to startup founders, nonprofit leaders, government executives, artists, actors, academics, journalists, teachers, and other independent thinkers outside of big business. The participants worked at 120 different companies across industries and functions, and not the usual suspects. Their backgrounds are as varied as their professional lives. Almost 40% are people of color. Those born outside the United States or with immigrant parents represent over 40 countries. These remarkable participants shared their personal and professional challenges openly and generously with me. Collectively, they contributed raw experiences from their work and life. You don't have to love everyone in this book or want to be like them. Chances are you're going to dislike a few. I didn't include their stories to win your sympathy or compassion, but to share important insights that may help somebody, possibly you. By the way, because many of the people in this book have asked for anonymity, I've changed names and circumstances to honor the request. That said, every story is real, unvarnished. The collective voice in this book speaks a profound truth. You don't grow despite challenges, but because of them. The stories underscore five themes. Preparation is half the game. Challenges are made more manageable when you've built the skills and know-how to address them. You don't always have the luxury, but getting ready for challenges will be a critical factor in your success. Asking questions will help you. Thinking is critical, but it's not what you think. The participants underscore the importance of reflection, soul-searching, and dreaming. Asking questions, big ones and granular ones, is a practice you would do well to hardwire into your daily life. Talking is a good thing. Talking to your boss, mentors, and sponsors, colleagues, coworkers, friends, and contacts is productive when it helps you address the questions. Interaction generates new energy, which may be exactly what you need. Intentionality is the do not pass go until you do this step. Lurking beneath your behaviors are mindsets and beliefs that may limit you. With self-awareness, you can choose to stay as you are or change. As much as you might wish it, change doesn't happen on its own. Consciously shift your mindset and your experience will improve, even if the outcome isn't everything you wanted. Taking small steps frees you to act. Small steps help you test your way through trial and error, reinforcing your new mindsets and behaviors. Small steps mitigate risk. Take enough of them, and they add up. You'll read about 12 work challenges in 12 chapters. Here's how each unfolds. I introduce the challenge briefly, then share a few more true stories, each followed by my answer to the question, "So what?" and wrap up with recommended tools, practices, and actions. You participate too. You have your own perspective, and you decide what to implement. As one participant said, "I've had enough of school. I don't want to be led by the nose. Let me reach my own conclusions." Right on. Use the book as you like. You'll experience all of these tough challenges at some point in your career, assuredly more than once. Read from the beginning or start with the most pressing challenge that you face right now. Think of me as your mentor in a box, or mentor in a book, more appropriately. I offer more than 30 years of experience, helping companies address their strategic, operational, and organizational challenges. I know how to structure problems, analyze the data, reach conclusions, and develop recommendations. I know how to interview and listen intently. That's what underlies the stories, their so what's, and my counsel. I respect that you may develop your own game plan. Nothing would please me more. This book is for all curious minds open to taking on the toughest work challenges. I hope that's you. I hope you experience work, grow quickly, and above all, aspire to greatness. You're reading this book for a reason.